Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
We know that he's going to lead us to the right child and that that child is going to have a calling on his or her life and that he or she will be born for a time such as this. Welcome to the Chiseled and Called podcast. I am your host, Brittany Dawn, and I have my best friend, my favorite partner.
I don't think I'm a guest anymore.
You're not a guest.
Yeah.
You're my co-host.
I am just in this.
You're in this. You're in this to win this.
As much as I don't want to be...
on a podcast?
On a podcast. It looks like I'm in this.
You Here are. We go. And you're good at it. I think you have charisma.
Oh, isn't thank
that,
you, man.
Is that what it's called?
That's really sweet of you.
Charisma. Yeah. Yeah. So here we are. Well, I mean, probably honestly, by the title of this episode, you guys probably have an inkling as to what this is about, but Where do we start?
Just hit it.
Just jump in.
Jump in.
This is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode just because there's not a whole lot that we can share. My eyes are burning right now. Oh my gosh. I can't even keep them open.
You okay?
I don't know. I am unwell. Step like away from me, Satan.
Podcasts in the wild right here.
Literally.
Man, don't edit that out. Let's keep that in there.
That's gold.
Yeah.
That's gold. Well, we are here to share some exciting news. We are adopting.
We have decided to adopt.
We have decided to move forward with the process. And I don't want to speak for you, babe, but for me, it's always been a desire of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a second option. It's never been a second option. It's always been like something that I knew I was called to do. And we kind of talked about that before we even got married.
Yeah.
So it's here and we're moving forward with the process. Mm-hmm. And we are just so excited to see just what the Lord does, and not knowing how it's going to turn out is a wild ride and just truly a walk of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we walk by faith, not by sight. And I literally feel like we're walking so blindly in this.
Well, I think we're walking blindly, but I think the path has been clearly delineated. Like we're, mm-hmm. the Lord has showed us, you know, we did our research. We found an agency that we're comfortable with and can't say enough great things about.
Yeah.
Just getting to know them and you know, vetting out that
letting
process.
Letting them get to know us.
Yeah, getting to know them and them getting to know us. And so I feel at peace with that decision to move forward with them, and we'll see what the future holds.
Yeah, I know. It's wild. And I shared this on my Instagram and I think my TikTok when we had our fertility appointment. I shared about how when we went to the, you know, we went to the clinic, we were there for like 3 hours. Actually, I don't know if I've even shared this on the podcast. Here we are. Maybe I have. I don't know. And do a fresh recap.
Please keep that in there as well. It's an adventure with you.
Today.
Yeah.
What has gotten into me? Holy Spirit, help.
Yeah. That was good.
SOS. Recap is what I was trying to say. Nonetheless, when we had our fertility appointment, it was pretty emotional. We were there for like 3 hours. And for anyone that's ever been in those, you know, just the emotional toll it takes on not only just the wife, but also the husband. And it was hard. We got some great news. We got some not so great news. And You know, I remember leaving there feeling just crushed. I thought I was going to feel hopeful going in, and I just left feeling so defeated and so overcome and overwhelmed by what we had been told. And so I actually got in my car, and Jordan and I had driven separate because he had to go to work right after. And so I got in my car, and I think it gave like 12 vials of blood. It was something, it was probably the most blood I've ever given. I was like, I'm practically bleeding out. I need.
So dramatic.
Am I the drama?
That's pretty dramatic. It was a lot. But
it was a lot.
You weren't close to.
No, no, I am being dramatic, but it was a lot of blood. It was the most I've ever given. And yeah, so ended up, I was like, I need to go get something to spike my blood sugar right now. I need energy. I don't want to pass out. So I went to the closest smoothie bar, got my juice, my smoothie, and I sit in the car and I literally lost it. It was just the ugliest cry session I've ever had with the Lord, and just truly like, God, what the heck? I mean, we have permission to hash those emotions out with God. He can handle them because he created them. And so I literally was like, seriously, like, what, why, like, what are you doing? Like, I don't understand, because we'd basically been told that our two pregnancies previous in 2022 were basically miracles, and that the chance of that happening again is slim to none. And so then you just throw in the feelings of like, well, then if that was a miracle, why did we lose the baby? You know? So anyways, I'm in the parking lot processing, ugly crying, lashes falling off my face, probably, I don't know, not literally, but that's what it felt like. Just a mess, undone. And about 10 minutes go by and I look down at my phone and an adoption agency is calling me. The same adoption agency that we had been trying to get in touch with since November. I answer immediately. Don't even hesitate. I literally like scramble to get my phone because my phone was on silent. So I didn't know how long it had been ringing. It was that panic of like, oh, no, like get it before it ends. So I scramble, I answer the phone, and the sweet lady on the other end is like, is this a bad time? I said, no, ma'am. This is God's timing. And she ended up praying over me. And I told her, literally, I was like, we literally just left our fertility appointment and we didn't get good news. And she started praying and prayed for a good 5 minutes. I'm not over exaggerating. It was one of those, like, we're going to call heaven down prayers. And I just, in that moment, felt like that's our answer. God is speaking. He's telling us to move forward with adoption. It was so, it was so evident. So all of that to say, we prayed into that, and we, you know, it's like that. What's that saying, babe, that you always say, like, God, why didn't you save me? Why didn't you help me? And you're like, I sent the boat. I sent
the helicopter.
The helicopter.
I sent the fire department.
Sent the fire department.
We get to them pearly gates. God, why didn't you save me? And he's like, I did. I tried. I sent three times. So. Yeah. This could be our,
That's what it felt like. Mm-hmm. And so it is up to us in our own free will to act when God reveals things like that to us. And so this is our podcast, super short. This is probably going to be the shortest podcast episode ever. It's like we just hit 7 minutes.
Short and sweet. Yeah. We'll report back more when we know.
But it's just like, there's not a whole lot to say besides like, we're adopting, you know?
And we're adopting. So, we found an agency we love.
Yeah.
We're going to take it from there and see what happens.
Yeah, and trust the Lord's plan, and believe that we're going to have a testimony on the other side of this. So this is us just vulnerably, that's such a hard word to say, saying and asking for you all to just stand in faith with us and pray and believe for an act of God in some capacity. And all we know is that we have so much love to give to whichever child the Lord entrusts us with. And we know that he's going to lead us to the right child, and that that child is going to have a calling on his or her life, and that he or she will be born for a time such as this. So,
amen.
That is that. Well, do you have any final words?
No, you said it great.
Super short and sweet. We're excited. We're pumped. And we trust the Lord. And just let this be an encouragement if you're in that season too, to walk blindly. It's okay, because he's got you. As always, thank you guys so much for stopping in, and we will see you guys next week.